Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Program. Brad Friedman in for Mike. I am from bradblog.com, your friendly citizen, investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, and now broadcaster, drafted into duty, be in the media for at least one more hour here on the Mike Malloy Program before I go back into hibernation until I am called out into duty again. Until then, you can find me at bradblog.com. You can follow me on Twitter. As a matter of fact, if anybody wants to Twitter their most underreported, misreported story of the decade to me, you can do so. I am the Brad Blog over at Twitter, and I'll do my damnedest to keep an eye on you. Let's see, Owen, I was just saying that because this is our last hour here in Texas, and I got to say, for those who are watching on the video web stream, which you can play along with at bradblog.com, our video web stream and our chat, we are at AM 1360, like the banner says behind my head, the talk you've been missing, rationalradio.org. Well, you think you've been missing it now, just wait until Friday when they go off the air, unless a progressive angel shows up and decides it's important to have progressive talk in Dallas amidst all of the liars and BS that you get on every other terrestrial radio station in this city. These are your public airwaves. I wish progressives and liberals and Democrats would understand that you need to support them, and somebody needs to save Rational Radio down here in Dallas. You can go to rationalradio.org and tell them you'd like to help them out by writing a huge check. The small ones won't do any good, I don't think. But the huge ones, some angel, you can send the small ones to bradblog.com. We'll take those. We need them. At least if we're going to get back to L.A. anytime soon, just for the gas money. Hey, 800-277-1637, extension 703. I'm in a moment going to go to our friend Joyce McCloy. We're checking in with friends as we go throughout the night here. Going to check in with Joyce McCloy in a second, but let me get to Bob because he's got a related thought here. Bob in Maryland, the most underreported story of 2000 and no, the most underreported story of the decade. What do you got, Bob? Welcome to the Malloy Show.
For Bob.
That's Bob in Maryland. Yes, sir.
Yes. You're probably hard-pressed to find a properly reported story, but the 2004 presidential election, the outright theft of that, I don't think that there wasn't any coverage.
There was almost no coverage at all. You're absolutely right. As you may or may not know, Bob, that is one of my big beats over at bradblog.com. Yeah. I found myself, as a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't be here today were it not for that unbelievable election in 2004, because that's when folks started to notice the Brad Blog, when nobody else would report this story. Nobody would investigate this story. Other than, you know, me and a handful of folks, Bev Harris at Black Box Voting, Bob Petrakis at the Columbus Free Press, we were trying to get these stories out. While New York Times was telling us this was nonsense and conspiracy theory, they wouldn't even get their ass out there to Ohio to investigate. Richard Hayes Phillips wrote a book called Witness to a Crime, in which he bothered to go through all of these ballots, at least the ones that were still existing in Ohio, finding things like stickers placed over John Kerry's voted ballot, and George Bush filled in instead. Thank you, sir. That was close to my top underreported story of the decade. I'll try to get to that in a bit. I appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Bob, they're supposed to have paper ballots out there in Maryland. Don't let them get away without getting you those paper ballots, okay?
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Thank you, brother. I want to bring on Joyce McCloy from, let's see what she calls. Hey, Joyce, welcome to the Malloy Program.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. How are you doing, Brad? Everybody?
I'm doing okay, and I'm glad you can join me here. I was going to say, is it called NC Voter? Is that what we call it?
Oh, I have NC Coalition for Verified Voting, NC Voter, but I have a daily newsletter, national voting newsletter at votingnews.blogspot.com.
Okay, that's why I wanted to bring you on most directly, because we lost a good friend this year, our friend John Gideon, who had been really Boy, just, you know, my eyes and ears in many ways in the election world with his daily voting news. He kept an eye on Brad blog when I took a few hours off. Now I got nobody to do that, so I miss John greatly. But he put out every day something called the Daily Voting News. And when we lost him earlier this year, the election integrity movement lost a lot of the central glue that it once had because of this Daily Voting News. And you, Joyce McCloy, stepped up to fill that gap, and I can't thank you enough for doing that with your voting news. I look forward to finding some a moment or two to do the programming that I need to do over Bradblog, so you can start running that over at bradblog.com the way John ran his daily voting news. But you've done a terrific job with that, and it's at votingnews.blogspot.com. People can sign up for it. They can sign up for your news over there, correct?
Yeah, just come on over. If you can't find it, just type in on Google voting news and then blog, and mine will pull up the top of the search engine. Click on that link, and on the right you'll see how to sign up to get the news each day, about 5 days a week usually.
And there's a lot of news. It's usually local, you know, papers that report these things. You never hear about this stuff nationally, but there's been a lot of news and some very interesting issues going on, other than the one that we mentioned before the break, that Jeannie Dean mentioned in the Brad Blog chat room about ESNS and Diebold, the two largest voting machine companies, now combining in their demon merger to control 80%, 70 to 80% of the votes in America by a single company, ESNS. It's outrageous. They're looking into it. The DOJ and 14 states are looking into it, into antitrust, and trying to keep this merger from happening. But what are you seeing as far as the trends? Are we getting rid of these damn electronic voting systems? Are we getting anywhere, Joyce?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely the trend is the vendors aren't spending any money on making the paperless machines because nobody wants them. They're all banning them. State after state after state is ditching them or banning them. Used to be only a dozen states required paper ballots. Now 32 states require paper ballots, and there's more that have them. But while we're still involved in this battle where we are still focusing on voting machines, the unreported story is that we're going to be blindsided with Internet voting, which is the least verifiable, least transparent, least secure possible method to cast a vote,
the most insane in the whole wide world. I mean, if you think, and you mentioned the paperless voting, never mind paperless voting. Even the touchscreens that have the little paper trails are equally worthless, are equally as unverifiable. Thankfully, by the way, since I'm down here in Dallas, a federal court this week has decertified them in this state, at least in this county. Dallas County, at least for now. But those touchscreens got to go, with or without a paper trail. The optical scans aren't much better, but at least you got a paper ballot. But now these jackasses who have screwed up our elections, and this is one of my top underreported stories of the decade, is the this scourge, this virus of e-voting. Now these jackasses who foisted that on us are moving to Internet voting, Joyce.
Well, yeah, just imagine your vote might be transmitted over Cox Cable or Time Warner or AOL.com. You don't know who's going to be carrying that ballot.
And what could possibly go wrong with that? Right?
Well, actually, there was an election in Finland, and they lost 2% of the ballots irretrievably, so the election was overturned. I mean, we don't. And then Honolulu
2%.
Held an Internet election, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Yep.
And their turnout, they claim, was 7%. And we don't really know that. How do we really know how many people voted? It was an Internet election held by a private company that makes money off of this.
Right. And not only is that private company, who let me give them some bad publicity here. Their name is Vote. Every Vote Counts. Ironically.
Everyone
Counts,
yeah.
Isn't Everyone Counts? Every Vote Counts. I don't know. Whatever it is, crappy company. They will not be a sponsor of the Mike Malloy program, I'm guessing. But Paul DiGregorio, who was the head of the U.S. Elections Assistance Commission, Okay, the federal body that was supposed to oversee electronic voting, certify these machines, make sure they were safe for use, they didn't do any of that. They certified them all. None of them were safe for use. None of them were accurate. Every single scientific study has found that. This jackass who was chair of the USEAC, he walks out the door and he walks straight to EveryoneCounts.com. Puts up a video on there saying, hey, I'm the head of the USEAC. Now I'm in charge of EveryoneVotes.com. You know, invest in our company. This revolving door, this dude is set to make millions off of his job under the Bush administration as the head of the USEAC, running a voting machine company that is even less transparent than the machines made by Diebold, ESNS, all the rest.
Well, I lost a lot of sleep on it when I found out that a federal agency had sent out an agenda to all 50 states' election officials urging them to adopt a pilot to have our troops vote over the Internet.
Yep.
I've lost a lot of sleep. This is a hair-on-fire issue, and even I even have activists who don't quite understand yet how insecure and dangerous this is. And especially when you have a federal agency saying recommending that states do it.
Right. Yeah. These are people who don't believe in science, because if you listen to the scientists, the computer scientists tell you don't do it. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
But they're not. You know, David Jefferson of Livermore Labs has said he's furious about this. He's trying to say this is not secure. But if you're against internet voting. Much like when, if you were against touchscreen voting, Joyce, you remember it was because you hated blind people.
And now we hate the troops if we don't want them to cast a non-secret ballot.
Exactly.
That gets transmitted over the Internet.
Yeah, and they're using our troops as guinea pigs. And if you're against internet voting, it's because you hate the troops. What a scam. You're going to be keeping an eye on that scam, and I know the IRV, what do we call it? Instant runoff.
Instant runoff voting,
yeah.
And I think you called it a virus, and honestly, it seems like places that try it end up ditching it. San Francisco's used it for 4 years, and a grand jury said that voters and poll workers still don't understand it.
We can't add 1 + 1 + 1 with our elections. Now they want to add all this complicated algebra that comes in with internet voting. And beware, a lot of Democrats, the Green Party, who I love, is in favor of this IRV, and I think they're dead wrong on this. As much as I love them, beware IRV, beware internet voting. Joyce McCloy, God bless you. Thank you for all you're doing to fight to protect our elections when nobody else is paying attention. Go to votingnews.blogspot.com. Sign up for her daily must-read newsletter. Happy New Year to you, Joyce.
Well, and thanks for all you put over there at bradblog.com, Brad. Thanks a lot for having us on.
God bless you. Have a great one, my friend.
You too.
All right, we're going to be back with your calls, 800-277-1637. The most underreported, misreported stories of the year. It's your chance, people. Now's your time. Use the be the media. You know, progressive radio is going away in a lot of places. So now's your chance to use it. Let's see. Also, you can Twitter us your most underreported story at the Brad Blog. Brad, in from Malloy. Stick with us.
Think you could tell?
Well, I've been down so goddamn long that it looks like up to me. Well, I've been down. So
welcome back to the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Here's what happens in the end of the year. We're talking about taking your calls 800-277-1637, underreported, misreported stories. Here's what happened when you have a decade of underreported, misreported stories. We went out to the Tea Party Express kickoff day in Los Angeles and interviewed these guys on video, made a film called Rise of the Teabags. Here is a short clip.
Barack Hussein Obama, do America a favor and resign.
Right now.
Why should he resign?
Why shouldn't he? This guy's a socialist. He wants to take our freedom, take away our liberty.
But tell us all the freedoms that Barack Obama has taken away. Listen to this.
Go ahead, tell us. Okay, wait a minute. I got to...
No, all of these are the freedoms that Barack Obama has taken away and should resign. And here now, some of those freedoms. Give it to him.
For one thing, he wants to take away our freedom of speech.
He does?
Absolutely. Instead of fighting in Afghanistan, he's over here fighting against FNC, Fox News Channel. So
how does he want to take away their freedom of speech? Go ahead, tell him how he's taking away their freedom of speech.
By turning them off. By just saying, you know what? We can't have free speech. We're going to turn you off. If it's not my way, it's a highway. But
Barack Obama has turned off Fox, FNC, Fox News?
No. But if he could, he would.
He's not taking away freedom of speech.
Well, he sure would love to. He would sure love to take away the freedom of speech.
Okay, so he hasn't taken away freedom of speech.
He has not. But
tell us all the freedoms that Barack Hussein Obama has taken away. Get a load of this. Go ahead, tell him all the freedoms.
Well, for one thing, he's taken over the car industry. If it was up to him, we'd be driving this little...
He's taken away the freedom for GM to declare to go out of business,
right,
is what he's
right,
done.
Right.
He's taken away the freedom for those workers to lose their job, basically, right?
That's right. And he's taken away the people, you know, that want to make a lot of money. It's like they want to tax the devil out of them. You know,
but he's lowered, actually, 85% of Americans' taxes, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure he has.
But he has, hasn't he?
I don't think so. Absolutely not. No.
If you made less than $250,000, he's lowered your taxes.
Yeah, right. That's what he says, but he's a liar.
But that's what he did do, though, didn't he?
No.
I mean, because
no.
I want to get a list of all the freedoms that he's taken away. So the freedom of speech he hasn't done and the tax thing, I don't think, yet, right?
All right.
But what are the freedoms... Here's a list of the freedoms that Barack Hussein Obama has taken away.
If this man could take away all of our freedoms, I think he would take away a freedom to do anything and everything.
Thank you very much for your time and for speaking up.
Well, there you go. That's what happens after a decade of misinformation. Barack Obama is taking your freedoms away. We just don't know what the hell they are. But, man, we're angry about something. You can see the full Rise of the Teabags over at Brad Blog or YouTube. Just go on over there, search for Rise of the Teabags. Get the whole film. All right, still more ahead. Here on the Mike Malloy Show, Brad Friedman, in for Mike. Stay with us.
Oh, the yellow rose of Texas is the only gal I love. Her eyes are even bluer than Texas skies above. Her heart's as big as Texas, and wherever I may go, I'll remember her forever because I love her so. There are so many.
Yes, I do love her so. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com sitting in for Mike Malloy as we're wrapping up the year and the decade here on the Mike Malloy program. Live from Dallas, Texas tonight, AM 1360 Rational Radio, where we are celebrating and mourning the end of Progressive Radio in Dallas. They are going off the terrestrial air. They'll be moving to the internet over to rationalbroadcasting.com, and maybe to TV, because believe it or not, it's cheaper to get a TV license these days than to get a radio license, apparently. But I'd like them on the air. I'd like them in everybody's car on the way home, on the way to and from work, so they don't have to listen to liars and fools and America haters like Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Fox News, and friends. So if you can help them out, please stop by rationalradio.org if you're an angel. Let's see. Over what other business do I have to take care of? So we're talking about underreported stories of the decade, underreported stories of the year, misreported stories of the decade and the year. As we wrap up here, I haven't really given too many of my own, but I'd love to hear yours. 800-277-1637. It's your last chance to get in. Extension 703. 800-277-1637. extension 703, or you can Twitter me at TheBradBlog. A couple of my most underreported stories, as far as I'm concerned. Story of Sybelle Edmonds. Don't have time to go into it in full, but you can go over to Brad Blog, search for Sybelle Edmonds. But in short, if it's possible with her story, she was hired as a translator after by the FBI after 2001. She saw some stuff she was not comfortable with, like colleagues who were actually working for the working with the various groups that were being targeted in these wiretaps that she was listening to in the counterintelligence department. And by the end, what she had to say was an extraordinary story, so extraordinary that the Bush administration had to twice invoke the state secrets privilege to shut her up. And finally, this summer in August, she was deposed in a unrelated court case and was able to begin finally telling that story because Barack Obama did not invoke the state secrets privilege on her. What we learned in that story was that congressmen from Republicans and Democrats, mostly in this case actually Republicans, Denny Hastert, Dan Burton, Roy Blunt, in Missouri, who's running for Congress. No, he's running. He may be running for Senate, if I have that right. He's currently in Congress. We're taking bribes to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars from foreign powers, enemies and allies alike, Turkey, Israel. And what was happening was nuclear weapons and nuclear secrets were being shipped out from our country, from our most secure bases, to Turkey, to Israel, sold then to North Korea, sold to Lebanon, sold to Iran, Pakistan. That's how they got the bomb. She's told all. We have the deposition at Brad Blog. We have, I think it's 4 hours of videotape of her in this deposition. Her colleagues at the FBI have backed her up. Folks like Colleen Raleigh, who was the FBI 9/11 whistleblower, Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2001. Ray McGovern, who used to give presidential daily briefs to Ronald Reagan, to George Bush Sr., has backed her up. And yet no one in the media thinks this is a story worth reporting. It's unbelievable. It's incredible. But the most incredible story, a part of it, is the fact that the media doesn't report it. It's underreported. We've talked about it on the Mike Malloy program. I talk about it at Brad Blog. Where the hell is the rest of the world on this? I don't know. I don't get it. I'm out there making noise, but I'm just one voice singing in the darkness. One other story before I bring on you, young lady. Get ready. You're almost up. You're almost. It's all right. You got a second. Yeah, you got a second. But not many. The biggest underreported story of the decade, in my opinion, has to be the election of 2000. And one single point in that story, the fact that George Bush received fewer votes than Al Gore in the state of Florida. There's no question about it. They looked at the ballots. They counted them all. The irony here is that had they counted them the way Al Gore wanted in just a few counties, George Bush would have won. Had they counted them the way George Bush wanted, the entire state, Al Gore would have won by any conceivable counting standard. Hanging chads, dimpled chads, pregnant chads, all of that nonsense. However you wanted to count it, if you had counted all of the votes in the state of Florida, and mind you, this is after thousands had been illegally knocked off the rolls, wrongly kept from voting. This is after the butterfly ballot nonsense in Palm Beach County. Even after all of that, Al Gore received more votes than George Bush in the state of Florida, which means he should have won the presidency had it not been given to the Supreme Court, and had it not been given to him by the Supreme Court, I suggest we would not be facing all of the very nightmares we are facing. Here to join me to speak about one of those nightmares now, and Tony, you can go ahead and hit the music as I, she's screening calls, but she's my co-host on the Green News Report, heard on many fine progressive radio stations. If it's not heard on your station, I'd call and complain. It's only 6 minutes, for crying out loud. Desi Doyen is my co-host on that Green News Report. And she's, yeah, get in here, run. She's my co-host. She is the producer of this program tonight. And she joins us for a year-end wrap-up. Hey, Dez.
Hey, I was just on the phone.
I know. And she's also the screener for tonight's calls. So before I get your roundup, your wrap-up of the year-end, decade-end news stories, what does your shirt say?
My shirt.
For those people watching on the video camera, video cast at bradblog.com.
My shirt is a photo of Indians. I think it's
See, Geronimo. Now you're going to get in trouble.
I am.
You said Indians.
I can say that,
You can. We'll tell everybody why in a second.
The T-shirt says, Homeland Security Fighting Terrorism Since 1492.
And pictures of four?
And four, I believe it's Geronimo. It's a famous picture of Geronimo. I think that that's who it is. Actually, I can't read it upside down very well. But
and I think those engines, as you called them, had about as much success with the Homeland Security.
As we're having right now?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Now, you have the moral authority to call them engines. You're going to be in trouble.
I don't think so, no.
Why do you have the moral authority to use that sort of...
Well, I can't really say the moral authority, but I can say that I am descended from Cherokee and that we have that delineation all through our genealogy. We can prove it. And
how?
Oh... That's a bad one.
No, I mean, how can you prove it?
Oh, well, if
no,
you...
Okay. No, let's just move on.
Yes, I know we're taking
because I was
big
talking
digression.
About the... Yeah, I know, big digression. I was talking about the top stories of the decade, and we're working on tomorrow's
yes.
Green News Report, and we're going to cover the top green news stories of the decade and
yes.
of the year.
That is tomorrow.
And I sort of referred to George W. Bush.
That's quite all right. He is pretty much the big headline for... The biggest news story of the environmental group, I guess, the environmental heading of the decade, because with his election so, well, I should say his elevation to the presidency so much.
His appointment.
That came from his administration. That's pretty much what the entire, what all of our stories are about tomorrow in the Green News Report.
And just the disaster that we have after his presidency versus?
The Obama administration coming in now. You know, they have a mixed record, but undeniably they are doing a great job as far as moving forward and unpacking and undoing the very, very slow process of undoing these regulations, these changes that were made during the Bush administration. You know, everything from selling off public lands near national parks for drilling for oil and gas to, you know, relaxing clean air, clean water regulations, enforcement, FDA enforcement, USDA enforcement, all of these different agencies that, you know, as we say in tomorrow's report, that these agencies, you know, 10 years ago, back in 1999, 2000, were actually doing pretty good as far as moving forward on environmental progress and protecting Americans. Air, water, public health, their public lands, everything. And that's been slowly dismantled, and now we're slowly reversing.
And not so slowly dismantled. I mean, it was just taken apart during the past 8 years. The fact, you know.
Yeah, and they had 8 years to do it. And, of course, you know, the biggest part of that was the obfuscation and outright denial and attempts to put fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, on climate science. On climate science. That those 8 years of inaction have cost us dearly. And it will cost us that much more now to mitigate and adapt to climate change. It's going to be costing that much more in money, actual money.
Yeah. And, you know, and as much as I've been critical of Obama, and I think we need to continue to be critical, we need to hold his feet to the fire, on this point, on the EPA at the very least, we've seen a huge difference, and the EPA does not, you know, these EPA issues do not usually make the Fox News. Karl Rove and Dick Cheney don't come out and comment and lie about them. But what's going on there, the differences they're making, the putting the stop to or trying to begin to regulate mountaintop removal, coal ash.
You know, again, it's a mixed record on that, but it's the difference between the Bush administration eliminating the 100-foot stream buffer rule that says with mountaintop removal mining, you can't just dump all that debris into a stream. I mean, Reagan passed that rule. Reagan said, no, you can't just dump all that debris into the water. You have to, you know, if you can't do it this way without saving the stream, then you can't do it. Bush administration relaxed that, and now the Obama administration is slowly undoing that. And they're not all the way there. They've still approved some of those mountaintop removal permits, but others they have halted.
And they're opening their email from the EPA.
Yes, the endangerment finding, that's a huge thing. The endangerment finding this year, this fall, you know, in 2007, Supreme Court ruled that the EPA was going to have to decide if greenhouse gas emissions and pollution were a danger to public health. Of course, the Bush administration EPA actually did that. And they came up with that finding, and then they emailed it to the White House, and the White House refused to open the email.
Wouldn't open it. Didn't
even happen, as if it never happened.
Because they knew what was in it, and they said, well, we didn't see it. We have plausible deniability. We've never seen it. That's what these guys were doing.
And, of course, now, just to finish that part up, yeah. The Obama administration EPA then, of course, had to go through the whole process again. This fall, they came out with their endangerment finding, as ordered by the Supreme Court. So they now have the regulatory authority to regulate tailpipe emissions, which they didn't really say before. And even if Congress does not act on climate and clean energy legislation in 2010, the EPA can operate through the courts, through the court system, to regulate, enforce, and establish, you know, new standards for these things. This is very important stuff, very big, which means that even if the Senate does try to stall, like they've done with health care insurance reform, if they try to stall climate legislation, there are still things that we can do to save our environment in the United States.
And we're going to have to keep fighting because there's not going to do enough. Democrats are not going to do enough, but we're going to hold their feet to the fire as well. Desi, thank you for a great year of the Green News Report. We'll continue in, we've got another one tomorrow. We'll continue in 2010.
All this stuff we didn't get to,
go to greennews.bradblog.com. Greennews.bradblog.com. You can hear Desi and I talking for 6 minutes about things that actually matter.
Pages, I got to get to a pages.
You're in front of my clock, Desi. All right, take you and your engines out of here. We got to get to a break. It's our final segment coming up. 800-277-1637. Your last chance to get in before the end of the year. Extension 703. 800-277-1633. Brad in for Mike. One voice in the darkness. Back for more.
I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car.
Just one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the darkness.
This is for AM 1360 in Dallas, Texas. As a tear runs down Sean's eye and mine.
Hands are joined and fears unlocked if only one.
Yeah, I know it's experimental low to end the year, but it's been a crappy year, so that's what you get. One voice singing in the darkness. You can keep it playing there, Tone. I want to thank engineer Tony Sorrentino, speaking of you, Tony, out at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. You want to say Happy New Year on air to everybody, Tony?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Sure, Happy New Year.
There you go. We got to hear Tony Sorrentino.
There we go.
Very lively. My thanks to Rational Radio here that becomes rationalbroadcasting.com soon enough, too soon, frankly. But they're going off the air unless an angel shows up. My thanks to you guys for hosting me this week. Sean Compton for engineering tonight. Dave Clifton for engineering last night and for owning and fighting like hell for this station. Thanks both to you guys. Producer Desi Doyen, you just saw her if you were watching the webcast. Ain't she lovely? Thank you, Des. Thanks, Agent99 in the bradblog.com chat room. And, of course, my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy for entrusting these 3 hours to me. You must be crazy. For those listening on the MikeMalloy.com web stream, stay tuned after the show for Head On with Bob Kincaid. He's aces, too, and he's great on the mountaintop removal stuff. I'm going to fly through these calls and try to clear the board if I can. So, callers, be quick with your underreported, misreported stories of the year of the century. Doug, you're up in San Diego. Go for it.
Brad?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, thanks for the great show. Happy New Year.
And to you, sir.
I noticed you're 1360 AM Rational Radio. That we were 1360 call letter in San Diego that was canceled for a sports station.
KLSD, another progressive radio station that went away thanks to Clear Channel in that case.
That's an unlucky 1360, I guess.
Yep.
My story of the decade is I consider it to be depleted uranium. I think it has a half-life of something like 6 billion years or something. And I know of what I've read, it was used, of course, in Iraq extensively. And what I understand is parts of particles of depleted uranium actually have, there is some plutonium in it as well. So we've got to sit around with that stuff in our atmosphere for the next six billion years. Of course, we won't be here that long.
We're geniuses. I got to move on because I want to try to get everybody in. But search for depleted uranium on the interwebs and learn more about that. Thanks for speaking out, Doug. Have a happy New Year, sir.
You too.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Lorraine in Albuquerque. Lorraine, you got about 30 seconds at best.
Okay, well, the one underreported story that I'd like to emphasize is the foreclosure problem. You know, at the beginning, we heard that adjustable rate mortgages were what the problem was, and that people had gone with mortgages that were escalating. Well, that's not true for millions of people across this country. In the month of September, there was over 987,000 foreclosures across the United States, which means there's millions of Americans that are now homeless.
Yep.
And the banks working with people, they are not really working with people. If you have a job, they can work to take part of your pay, but if you have lost your job or if you have no job, there is no real remedy for you.
Well done, Lorraine. I got to run. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Thank you
and
for getting it out there.
And this is a subject that's not happening.
You're absolutely right. Happy New Year, Lorraine. All
Happy
right.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm heading to Albuquerque. I'll see you in a couple of days.
Great.
All right. Bye. All right. Let me get to very quickly. Henry, you've got, about 20 seconds in the Bay Area. Welcome to the Molloy Show. What's the underreported story? Quick.
Privatization of education. The University of Phoenix is a scam. It's ripping off taxpayers and students. You really need to not visit my article I wrote on this. It's at dailycensored.com. You should read about it. Don't participate in this scam. And also, my brother about depleted uranium is absolutely right.
Well done.
Uranium.
Well
it's
done.
Also a heavy metal.
Well done, sir. Dailycensored.com. Boy, I'm not going to be welcome to Albuquerque or Phoenix. I'm heading to both of them straight from here out of Dallas. We'll look for you all out there. We'll look for you over at bradblog.com if you're wondering where I am until they next pull me back into duty on the air here on the Mike Molloy Show or anybody else's show who will have me. Give me a microphone. I'll start talking into it. Check me out at bradblog.com. Follow us on the Twitter at thebradblog.com. It has been my pleasure to serve, and I want to wish all of you a happy, healthy, and safe new year. Keep it lit, America. Good night.